Late last week, I've been hearing rumors that the city was talking about, or the city council was looking into buying the old grocery store in downtown Greenville, which is on King Street. I think it was a Safeway decades ago, and most recently it was Hispanic grocery store. I think it closed about a little over a year ago, and it's been vacant ever since. So we have been, we've been hearing these rumors, and I'd been asking around, but I was told that it was in executive session and had none of the information had been released. And this was, a little over, I guess, about a week and a half ago. And I actually saw a copy of a report that they had commissioned. They hired a engineering firm in McKinney to come and look at the building and tell them basically what all was wrong with it and what, could they do with it, what they wanted to do. And the city official who showed me this report was under the impression that he could not share it or distribute it because it was still a matter of executive session. They had been given permission to discuss it, and I saw the email from the city attorney, but they were not given permission to distribute or share the actual report. I later did get a copy of the full thing. I got it on Friday afternoon around the same time that I did not get it through official means. Someone just passed me a copy of it, and he said that several people were asking for it, but it was notably omitted from the city council agenda. And I emailed a couple and called the city council after, or the, I'm sorry, the city manager and the mayor after the agenda came out, and they were in meetings. And the agenda, by the way, was 297 pages long. And it was filled with information and on lots of different projects, but barely any information on the proposed purchase of the grocery store, and absolutely zero mention of the study or of any plans to do anything with the building after they, were proposing spending almost a $500,000 on it. So, we reported Saturday afternoon. We put a report out that includes details on that study from the engineering firm, and it states that they were doing that study at the request of the city of Greenville, and that the city of Greenville was looking into putting new city offices and fire administrative offices in that grocery store. And the price tag for the project, according to this engineering study, was $3.6 million to $5 million. And again, that larger project was not on the agenda. There was no mention, they weren't planning on voting on that portion of it. But as one city council person who spoke with me noted, if they buy the building, one can presume that, they're planning on going ahead with a larger project. $500,000 is an awful lot of money to spend for a parking lot. And the engineering study noted scores of major problems with the building and basically recommended just demolishing it and starting over. So, we posted that story Saturday evening, and by Sunday 2 p.m. I had received four letters to the editor, and more than 7,000 people had looked at the story and clicked on it on their website and read it. And I think, more than, I think, 200 or 300 in the first 2 hours had commented on it, and there was not one person supporting buying the property at that price, and there were just a lot of concerns about transparency. So we kept reporting on it, and with another follow-up story Monday evening and in Tuesday's paper. And then last night, the city council chambers was full. There were people out in the hallway waiting to get in and listening through the door. But there were a number of residents who spoke about it and, spoke about their concerns that had been discussed at length on our Facebook page, where we shared the stories. And it's just good to see citizens get involved and paying attention. I think when neither the residents nor the newspaper takes the time to look deeper past the surface, then that's when darkness is the rule of the day, and I don't think that's good for the taxpayers. So after a really impassioned outcry by members of the public and what one council member described as a massive outcry and outpouring of opposition to the project, they decided to table the vote until they could hold a public forum. And as Holly Gocher, she said, you know, we think we need to have a public forum so that we can tell you what we know about this project and why we are considering it, things that you don't know yet, and so that you as a citizens can give us feedback on what you think. And I'm all for that. It's not that I want it defeated. It's not that the newspaper wants it defeated. We want it to be discussed openly. It has been under contract since the first week of October, and that means that there was absolutely no reason under state open meetings law for it to be kept secret since the first week of October, and yet it has been. And, you know, the mayor and other people are claiming that it was not a secret. Well, yes, it was. It wasn't until 2 weeks ago that the city attorney gave them permission to discuss it. It's still to right now, Wednesday afternoon, still has not been distributed or posted anywhere on the city website in any document or anywhere else. So, you know, we can argue about the semantics of what's secret all day long, but it's not the council member's duty to distribute information that they haven't even been given permission to distribute. It is the city administrative office, and that's their duty to put those agenda packets together and distribute public documents. So, you know, it's been interesting. Lots of people are paying attention, and that's you know, what we care about the most is we want people to be, you know, just know what's going on and give their elected officials feedback.